This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It was 1 year ago today that Wisconsin confirmed the first case of COVID-19 in the state. That infection was contained, but in the weeks and months that followed, the pandemic found its way to every community. Rob Menser brings us this audio overview of a year in the life of a pandemic.
Thank you all for being here. I'm Satya Rhodes-Conway, the mayor of Madison. Earlier today, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced that we do have a person with the novel coronavirus here in Dane County.
The infected patient is the 12th person in the U.S. confirmed to have the novel coronavirus, a new respiratory illness that has killed hundreds of people, mostly in China.
It's reasonable to assume today's news will not be the last positive case we hear about in our region.
Health officials have confirmed two new cases of coronavirus in the state of Wisconsin.
Confirmed cases in Wisconsin of the respiratory disease COVID-19 is up to six.
Eight new cases have been reported today in the state, bringing the total to 27.
At least 34 active cases of COVID-19 in Milwaukee County.
With great sadness, last night we confirmed the first two deaths in Wisconsin related to COVID-19. And by the time we woke up this morning, there had been a third.
Under Governor Evers' order going into effect tomorrow, the essentials stay open.
Essential businesses like grocery stores, hardware stores, and pharmacies will be allowed to stay open. People don't need permission to leave their homes, but are only allowed to do so for specific things.
So right now we're stocking up on essentials that are starting to run out at the store at the moment.
I thought, well, I'll get one pack of toilet paper. No, it's all gone.
It's a shock to see everything cleaned out.
Just hours after Governor Tony Evers issued an order to suspend in-person voting tomorrow, the state Supreme Court overturned that order.
We only have 5 polling places in the city, and I've been out here for almost 2 hours.
I'm not used to having a vote like this.
People have been in pretty good spirits, happy to be able to vote, and at the same time, doing it in a way that's really safe.
Hello, are you self-monitoring?
Yes, self-monitoring. No. You too, thank you.
Today, I had my first friend die of COVID. Not acquaintance, not patient, but friend.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down Governor Evers' Safer at Home order. The governor told reporters last night.
They have provided no plan.
After 2 months lockdown, it's refreshing to see something open again.
I mean, I've had a couple phone calls on my personal phone already this morning saying, are you guys open? Yep. So they're coming.
Our hospitalization rate continues to look like a mountain, and we're still climbing that mountain. We really need help from the people of Wisconsin to help us shut this down.
We're in the surge. Our numbers are at an all-time high in our system.
Nurses are picking up extra shifts, working 16-hour days, up to 8 days in a row, because they feel guilty that their coworkers are working short in an already stressful situation.
Our surge plan expands into the garage. It opens up more beds. We're expanding into lobbies. We're putting people where we wouldn't normally put patients.
Is here.
The beginning of the end to COVID-19.
Vaccines are on the horizon. There's going to be an end date to this pandemic.
This is going to take time.
Health officials say it will take months to get shots in the arms of the general public.
It's really
public.
Easy to start thinking that, you know, it's over. Like, let's celebrate. And it's just, you know, not quite yet.